May we always be the voice of peace. Amen. Amen. In ancient times, large bodies of water were associated with chaos. And the Sea of Galilee in particular is known for sudden and tumultuous storms. And this day in the water, in their boat, on the Sea of Galilee is no different. And great gales arise seemingly out of nowhere, and the waves beat at the small boat, and the boat is taking on more and more water, and the disciples can't keep control of the boat. And they have this moment where it feels as if for them everything has slowed, and they all realize together that here is Jesus, sound asleep in the stern of the boat. And in unison, they say to him, "Really? How can you be doing nothing? We're going to die. Do something." Every day, we hear cries for justice, cries for someone, anyone to do something. Please help. Chaotic moments seem to be coming at us constantly with no break in the pace, so much so that there is a danger towards numbness, towards looking away from the chaos. And it is hard and can be terrifying to look into all of the violence that is happening in our country and to step into the middle of all of this chaos. This is what the disciples are in the midst of, and it scares them. I imagine it scares all of us too. Jesus shows us how to interact with the chaos, though. Jesus tells us to offer peace. In order to offer peace, a meaningful peace, each one of us has to be engaged, has to be willing to do something. Peace is not a noun. It is a verb. It is an action. There is nothing passive about peace. Jesus is with us in the midst of the chaos, ready to engage with the chaotic forces swirling around us and swirling within us. Jesus is with us, offering us the strength and courage we need to give, we need to be for another human being, love and hope. We can together impact the wrongs and injustices happening daily. We are called to be the mustard seed. We are called to be the voices that can still the chaos. We are called to love boldly. We can do God's work in this world, and we need not do it alone. Every time Jesus reaches out his hand and catches us, walks with us as we become advocates for others, crying out, "Do something, we're dying." And here's the paradox. What if Jesus had done nothing? I imagine there was a very real chance the tiny boat would have sank. And who would have cared that 12 poor fishing men and one itinerant preacher had died? Would anyone other than their families have noticed? But Jesus did do something. Jesus reminds us that we've done great things together. We've fed people, clothed people, helped shelter people. Still no faith, that together we can stand in the chaos? Asked Jesus. Can we let go of fear? Trust who Jesus is. Let our hearts sing and reach out in joy because we know who Jesus is. We do know Jesus. We know him in the breaking of the bread. We know him when we pass the peace. We know him in the eyes of strangers. And we can trust Jesus to be with us. We can trust Jesus with our lives. And Jesus extends to us an invitation to recognize the beauty of every human life, to recognize that there are fierce forces which seek to wield chaos, designed to strip us all of our dignity and grace. Strip us of empathy and loving action. Jesus reminds us that in this chaos, he is there to be our steady guide to restoration. Restoration of dignity, of compassion, of pushing back on the forces that seek to harm us and others. Amen.